I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Woo!
You're back.
That's the newest deputy in Hillsborough County.
Elvira. I'm going to have that in the back. I listened to that in the hotel room for about an hour last night.
Really? Elvira?
Just over and over. And you don't have to really, because it's Elvira over and over again.
Wasn't Elvira the girl on the Up All Night, late night?
With black hair?
Yeah, USA, Up All Night.
Elvira? Was that her name?
Elvira?
I don't know.
Thought it was her name.
I don't know. But that song.
Mow, mow, boom, boom. I should. I have a deep voice. I should be like a backup to some song.
But you know, he is right. You know, when Richard said that, his voice, without his voice, he may be my co-host.
Or he could be like any fast food restaurant. Like, you know, please pull up the window number two. Like, he has a great voice for radio.
Mow, mow, bring yourself to the window.
Takeout.
Yeah.
Like, can you pull up to Checkers and that's his voice? Like, welcome to Checkers.
I met somebody at, we were at a steak dinner. I think it was on our anniversary. And I said, dude, your voice is awesome. You want to do some commercials for me? And he hit me up like 6 months later and I forgot who he was, I think. I mean, come on. I don't remember yesterday. I'm going to remember 6 months ago, you know, from now. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
What about Goldberg? Goldberg's got a voice.
Well, everybody has a voice.
You heard it the other day, didn't you? Talking to, was he in town for the Grand Prix? What was
no,
going on?
No, he was in town. There was a boxing event that we were invited to go to, and I forgot. I dropped the ball.
But the Antonio Tarver was commenting, and Roy Jones Jr.
Roy Jones is involved. It was up in Plant City.
The Hot Box.
And I met them. They were on the air with us at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he was involved with Randy Grimes.
Oh, it was Pro Box. Yep.
Right. So. And I'm headed down next week. On Friday, I believe, for FC. Your
the Eagle FC. Yeah, Eagle FC. The Eagle has landed. Isn't that a code word in the military? Is that what you guys use?
I can't tell you that.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
I can't give away any secrets.
I'm not in the military.
Yeah, that's why I can't tell you secrets. But at the Eagle, at the Habib event, it's Kevin Lee against Diego Sanchez.
That's big. That's big. Are you a fan of letting fighters continue to fight at this age or the stage?
You know, we've talked about this, and basically it comes down to this. What are they going to do? Not everybody is in a situation like Ali Marpet, who recently announced after 7 years, I'm calling it a day.
He's done.
And leaving a lot of millions of dollars on the table.
Well, the NFL's a lot bigger brand, and they pay a lot more money than what these fighters made. I mean, Diego was one of the pioneers that created this sport.
I don't know about created.
Well, he was a part of that. He was there when it became the what we know it is today.
Yeah.
He was a part of that
and
brand.
Let's be honest. Everybody wanted to see him fight.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember vividly, and I have the video somewhere, just like I have the video of Dennis Rodman somewhere, of saying some very interesting things.
Oh, yeah.
About he needs to do something and he needs to make a change and, you know, he needs people. Because, you know, I met Dennis Rodman at the All-Star game in Miami.
Okay.
And I'm in the locker room and I'm talking to a bunch of the players. I talked to Magic Johnson. You know how, and I always tell people, be careful. Kind of like the Tim Sylvia story. And we're going to be with Tim Sylvia tonight.
Yeah.
So back in the day, I was at a Super Bowl party and the Big Green Mile dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forget his name.
Duncan Clark.
Yeah, Clark Duncan.
So he's telling me some things about Tim Sylvia. And I always tell people, be careful when you tell stories.
Sure.
Whether they're true or not. Especially to somebody you don't know.
Right.
I'm just saying, he don't know me and I don't know him. Sure. Right? So as he's telling me a story about Tim Sylvia, I'm texting Tim Sylvia.
Yeah.
And asking Tim Sylvia questions about what he's telling me about Tim Sylvia.
Right.
It's kind of funny.
Was he right or wrong?
Well, we're just going to say it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny.
All right.
I don't know why I went off on that tangent. Why did you take me on that tangent?
I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, why didn't you just ask me? And I wasn't paying attention, so.
Why didn't it take you anywhere?
For me to bring up Big Green Mile and Tim Sylvia.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You don't listen to this show either.
What did you say? No, I don't. I don't. I'm just here for the food. I'm here for the food. I'm waiting to go take a ride to go see the fabulous Las Vegas sign. so I can take a picture to say that I was here.
Well, that's going to be a $15 Uber.
It's crazy the prices they get out here.
I'll tell you what.
For everything.
This is the first time I've come to Las Vegas that I didn't get a car.
A $9 slice of pizza. Pepperoni pizza, $8.99.
That's why I got Shake Shack last night.
How much did that cost you?
$10.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Because Shake Shack in Brooklyn's $40. I mean, you can't get, I mean, like, you get a shake for $18.
Well, Shake's my buddy in Toronto.
Oh,
you
yeah?
You can't get him for $18.
Okay.
He's well, at least 22.
All right.
So, real quickly, let's talk MLB. And some people are saying that this could be the death of Major League Baseball. I know that I'm the grumpy old man. I could only hope it is.
Well, it never recovered from the last strike. I don't think it ever got back to its heyday.
I think it did because, correct me if I'm wrong, it was the strike and then it was the steroid era.
I thought the steroid was after this.
No, the steroid era was to help bring them back.
Oh, okay.
You know, because that was the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire.
Nothing will ever top that. That will never be anything as great as that run, you know, the Bash Brothers, McGwire, you know, Sosa, you know, I mean, all that era. That was a golden era of baseball, I think.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
You know, but I haven't watched a baseball game in years.
It's tough to watch.
It was tough to watch when I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad, and there's many reasons why I've chosen the direction that I've chosen, but I'll bet you any amount of money, you name the money, and I'll bet you that I cannot name two Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Well, there's no Devil Rays. They're Tampa Bay Rays.
I'll bet you I can't.
Devil is offensive, and they had to change
it. It was offensive to the fish. The fish was pissed. He's like, don't include me. I bet you I can't name two Rays players.
That's not true. Well,
Kiermaier.
Well, you know Kiermaier.
That's it.
No, you know Odorizzo.
Obviously, I didn't. Would have said his name.
He's like a whatever. He was like a good player last year. There's like the Choi guy or something.
I am familiar with that name.
First baseman, I think he is.
Right, I believe he is.
And then,
but I wouldn't have been able to come up with it without your help.
I don't know anybody else.
Let me think. You know, and this, whether it makes me look bad or not, I'm at the point I really don't care. I can name maybe six. Maybe if I walk up and down the strip and I start smelling the strip, I might be able to name 10 Major League Baseball players.
Total. Yeah.
You know, Trout. Yeah,
I mean, Trout.
And
right.
Harper.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know them. Like, you used to know each team. I used to know
everything.
I used to know every position. I mean, I knew Ron Say was third base. I mean, you can go back.
How far back that is.
Right? like with Andre Dawson, the Hawk in outfield.
Ron Say, better known as the Penguin.
the Penguin.
Andre Sandberg. Dawson, the Hawk, who took a blank check from the Chicago Cubs and said, I just want to play here because of the field. You know, the grass over AstroTurf. And don't you think it's time to get rid of AstroTurf in all sports? Look at the injuries. Look what it did to Beckham, you know.
Yeah.
Sure. Was that yes, no, maybe sort of, kind of, but don't you want to protect your athletes?
Well, I think that's why there's an institute at the Apex Center. I mean, their whole goal here is to develop their athletes, to work on their skill set, to condition them, and then help them recover optimally to prolong their careers, to extend their careers. So, yeah, absolutely. If it's in the best interest of your talent, of the people that are your employees that are, you know, building your brand and your legacy, absolutely.
Elvira. I'm going to play that nonstop. We're going to listen to it nonstop in the Uber as we drive around. What other things do you want to see?
I've already seen it all.
Now, you walked up and down the strip.
I've already been here. I've done everything here. The only thing I haven't done is like taking the helicopter ride over the city. I think that would be kind of cool to see.
It would be. You know, I did that in New York.
Yeah.
I did it with Dr. D.
Okay.
And somebody else. I don't remember who.
Dr. J. Dr. Pepper.
That's good. You know, that's the reason I keep you around. That was almost humorous.
Thank you.
Almost. But that was really one of the coolest things I've done. And, you know, we went out, you know, down the water. We flew over Yankee Stadium. It was cool.
So speaking of Dr. J, we have...
I'd rather speak of Dr. Pepper.
Well, but we have the Oakland A's that may consider Las Vegas home at some point. We have the Golden Knights who call hockey their home. We have the Raiders who came from Oakland. What NBA team would you ever want to see in Las Vegas?
Any. Like I said...
Any? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, I think you'll become better. I think that you'll be able to... get some decent free agents because Vegas is cool.
Yeah.
You know, would you rather live in Vegas or, I don't know,
Memphis?
Since you said Dr. J, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Now, A, Pittsburgh doesn't have a team, but Dr. J was in that great movie called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
He was indeed.
You never saw
it. I have no idea what you're talking about. But I'm agreeing with you because I believe you.
That's one of the three movies I've seen.
Wow. But yeah, you can't take the Sixers and bring them here. I mean, it's too iconic. It's too historic in Philadelphia. You can't do something like that.
Sure, you could.
You could take like the Memphis Grizzlies. Nobody cares about them.
It's not that they don't care. It's if you work for, I don't know why you picked on the Sixers, but you know, if you move the Sixers to Vegas, Sixer fans are going to follow, because some, not all, you know.
But give them a team like the Hornets.
If you don't like the Beard. You know, the Beard who just signed.
Yeah, the Rockets.
And, you know, got traded. Well, he's not on the Rockets. He's now on the Sixers.
But the teams are based on things that are local to that region, right? Like, the Lightning are the Lightning because of the lightning strikes in Tampa Bay. Like,
did I ever tell you the story about Phil?
About Phil Esposito? No.
So I was kind of lightly involved.
Okay.
Early Lightning.
Okay.
Okay. And I was asked if I would like to take the lightning bolt photo, and that's what they would use on marketing in the logo and whatever.
Okay.
And I said, respectfully, to take a photo like that, it would require me. I mean, I don't have the equipment like real photographers. It would take me sitting out in a rainstorm taking photos of a lightning bolt. Okay. I'm going to politely decline. I really don't have much interest in that. But yeah, no. So I was, I know.
So what would you call a team as local to Las Vegas? Like, what do you call it? The deserts, like the Coyotes.
Well, yeah,
can't, that's Arizona.
Coyotes are taken.
What's here? Like mob bosses, like the Las Vegas mob bosses.
The Las Vegas strippers.
That's like a furniture store.
Hey, you know, whatever. you can take like the stripper to mean
Bear Wood.
Whatever you want. All right. Luckily, it's break time, so we can get out of this. We are coming to you live. This has been fun. We just lost our 12:30 or our 3:30 or 6:30 or whatever time it is. Your co-main event, his opponent dropped. They got him a new one. What's his initial?
RDS.
RDA.
RDA. Dos Anjos.
Yeah, Dos Anjos.
Yes.
So it's RDA, and I know that Grossman hates the initials, but RDA is driving to the Apex, so he didn't know, am I coming, am I not coming? But all I know is tomorrow, in Plant City, on stage, are the Oak Ridge Boys.
Elvira.
Let's listen to it properly. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Elvira. Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry wine. This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Hey everybody, this is Rock Newman, and when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. 8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. Friday, March 11th, two of MMA's biggest names battle it out in Eagle FC 46. Kevin the Motown Phenom Lee faces Diego Nightmare Sanchez in a fight everyone will be talking about.
And guess who's back? Check out the Taz Mexican Devil, Ray Borg, as he returns to the cage. It's a big night you don't want to miss. The EFC heavyweight title on the line as Rizvan Kuniev takes on Anthony Hamilton. Eagle FC 46, Friday, March 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Watch live and free. Don't wait. Sign up today at eaglefc.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hellfire up. Hellfire up. My heart.
I feel like I'm still sitting in my hotel room.
Yeah.
You need to YouTube when they did that with Home Free.
What happened?
Well, it was pretty good. Why so much hate on Home Free?
I don't know what it is. Like, I can't really get into that music. It's too old.
It's
not hip enough.
It was old, and I even mentioned it when Richard was on. You know, the shows back then, you know, where like a lot of the musicians would go on, whether it was Hee Haw, whether it was...
Hee Haw, I haven't seen that show in like...
You ever seen it?
I did when I was a kid. Like, it was... But it was old when I was a kid.
Well, yeah.
That was
it was old when I was a kid.
That was like one of those legendary shows, though. Hee Haw was like iconic.
Rowan and Martin. Did you ever see Rowan and Martin?
Never saw that.
Yeah, check that out. That's pretty funny. Uh-huh.
Captain Kangaroo.
He wasn't a real captain, but
you can't prove that.
You can't prove he was a real captain.
What if he had his captaining card or whatever license?
What show did you watch as a child? Even though you still are. One.
Okay.
or what you watch now with your children that you would rather stick a fork in your eye.
Oh. Man, for me, Dukes of Hazzard was my show. I mean, that was when I was like, I wanted my parents to ramp everything.
As I was flipping last night, you know, just to kill time, waiting for your 1:30 arrival, I saw a YouTube of Family Feud with Richard Dawson.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was a celebrity family feud, and it was the Walton family.
Okay.
Now, it didn't have John Boy.
Danny Bonaducci?
No, what?
Which was it? I don't know which one that is. Which
family? The Waltons.
The Waltons. That's not the Partridge.
Maybe you should listen.
They were neighbors? Were they neighbors?
No. They didn't live in the same neighborhood. The Waltons were like on, you know, the prairie.
The Little House on the Prairie.
No, it wasn't Little House on the Prairie.
That's where you went to school.
But the Waltons were like on the prairie.
Got
so,
it.
And of course, Richard got to kiss all the girls like he did. And there
that would never happen today. Can we just point that out?
Oh, you think?
Richard would be accused of so many issues.
No, Richard would kiss the males and the females. So as you're laughing at me, and you can YouTube this, so when he goes and kisses the first female Walton, the next is a male Walton. And there was a comment made back and forth about him kissing him, and he did.
Wow.
You know, the actor kissed Richard, not vice versa.
Could you imagine that show in COVID times? Like, it's so illegal to watch that show. It'd be streamed underground.
So then they walk over to the opponent, which are the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
So it was...
Daisy?
Daisy was on it. She was two, so Richard got the kiss. And then it was one of the two of the Duke boys. It wasn't the country singer. It was the other one.
Luke or Duke or Bo.
I don't know the difference. Who was who?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Well,
it's your go-to show. But have you ever tried to slide over the hood of the car? Have you ever tried to do the Dukes of Hazzard slide?
No.
I think we should. And we seem to get Chad Cronister and Ric Flair to chase us, like Roscoe P. Coltrane, all those guys.
He was the third guy.
So we have Roscoe and Ric Flair.
And then this other dude, the other cop, was the fifth guy.
I'll bring my Jeep. We just need a Barbie. I got Daisy.
In today's world, where I'm not involved.
No, but let's recreate a scene from there. We'll bring the Jeep out, and we'll have, I think it'd be great. Bring a limo.
No.
But no, we are broadcasting live from the UFC Apex Center. This is a great...
I saw your eyes light up. Honestly... Not only did your eyes light up, but the Uber driver's eyes lit up.
He did, because he'd never been here.
He'd never been here.
He'd never been allowed to come in to drop anyone off yet. But with all that being said, this is a great sport. This is an amazing way. A lot of these guys, this is their careers, how they make money. But there's a real fight going on, Randy. It is over in the Ukraine. And have you seen that all the boxing stars have gone home? They've returned back to their homeland to fight the war against Russia. And the boxing, Usyk, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
The boxing star, he said that there is no fear, that his soul belongs to God, and that his pride and his family is his country, and that he's not afraid to lose his life to defend his nation.
Well, not every boxer had to return. Some were already there.
Sure.
Klitschko's already there. The president is a super stud.
Unbelievable.
So the comment was, I guess our leaders here in this country got in touch with the president of Ukraine and devised a way to get him out.
Right.
And allegedly he said, I don't need transportation. I need more ammunition.
That's what he said.
That is a bad dude.
And the people have come together. They're building Molotov cocktails. They're turning their businesses into assembly. I mean, it's what old school war was, right? I mean, in World War II, the machine shops, and they started making parachutes and supplies for the military. They're doing it in Ukraine, trying to fight the forces that are invading them. So, but big ups to all those pro fighters. Because, look, just like Tillman here, who was an NFL star, who had all the money, who could have easily walked away from the game and just retired and had an easy life, you know, he chose to go and defend our country and lost his life in the process. So,
The worst part of that, honestly, is that it was friendly fire.
Does it matter?
Yes, it matters.
Does it?
Absolutely, it matters.
But even though it was an accident, it wasn't intentional.
No, it was an accident. That's worse, that it was an accident. And this is just me. But, yeah, I think it definitely matters because that's senseless. You know, if he or anyone is killed in battle, it's still senseless, but it's what you signed up for. You're over there fighting a war. And, you know, just like I've always argued that athletes and fighters have said, I'm willing to die in the cage.
Right.
You're not willing to die in the cage. You know that you could die in the cage.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure. And again, it's one of those, not hypocrites, but hypotheticals, you know, because I was waiting for you to say, would you be willing to do what's being done in Ukraine? Everybody's going to say yes.
Until it's time to do it.
Right.
Until it's time
to haul ass.
Right.
Right. So... you can't say that. So I don't like those. I don't like those questions.
Okay. Well, I'll just ask. Because those that's pretty heroic. I mean,
Definitely heroic
to do what they're doing.
No, it's definitely heroic. Anybody who joins the military is heroic
for sure.
Anybody, I didn't remember, you know. And again, anybody who knows me or is listening to the show that won't find this hard to believe. I don't remember what I said when I raised my right hand.
Really?
No, I don't remember the oath.
Okay.
I don't remember the oath when I did it.
Do you remember breakfast? Like,
yeah, I remember two eggs, sunny side up, some potatoes, and a slab of sausage.
Well, at least you remembered because she forgot my tortilla go with my breakfast.
But what I'm saying is, when you raise your hand, in the oath, it says that you're willing to lay down your life, defending against blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I don't remember that. And I did it, which meant I would have been willing to do that at the time. But it's easy to say that now. Well, if they were to attack here, what would you do? I don't know. But it's like, I'm going to split the lottery with you.
Okay.
I don't play it.
Right.
So it's easy for me to say
that. Or you win, and it's like, oh, I didn't really mean it. You know, just kidding.
Do you have proof I said that? Well, yeah, you said it on the radio. Okay, I guess I got to give you half of my $1.65 that I won. I did win $38.
Did you?
I did.
I didn't think you gambled.
I don't.
You don't gamble. You gamble with other people's money.
Yes.
Like if your brother gives you a stack.
Well, I gambled. There's these apps that has to do with Las Vegas.
Okay.
I'm stalling as I look it up. It's called City Something.
Okay. And so you play these games on the app, and it turns into real money if you win.
There's one called, it's My Vegas.
Okay.
So I have 2.3 billion points.
Okay.
Because I never use it.
Okay.
And a lot of times it's now gotten to a point where it's BOGOs. Like I could have got us a BOGO buffet.
Right.
The only problem is you wasn't here.
Right.
So it didn't do me any good to get a BOGO buffet.
Sure.
And the buffet we're going to, they're not BOGOing that.
But if you did that, you could eat for 4 hours.
Possibly. And I did this last time. And ironically, the lady, when, you know, you put them on this card and then they switch it over to your regular premium card. She remembered me from when I was here in December.
Okay.
So I had 25, a 50, and 100, I believe. But it's just tokens. It's coins. It's fake money. And how do you turn that into real money? You can't, right?
Sure.
So the way that I thought they got you is you have to put a dollar of your own in to activate.
Okay.
Aha! That's how they got you. So when I would do it, I would put this one machine, and I would win like $3.50. $3.50
okay.
I cashed out.
Okay.
Now I have $2.50. I'm up $2.50.
Sure.
I then put another dollar in, and then I hit for $28.
Huh.
I cashed out. Last time I won $180-some.
Wow.
And I'm like, this will never happen again. So when I checked in yesterday, I had two of them. I had a 25 and a 75, I think. Or 25 and a 50. It was a total of 75. And I won $38.
Nice.
Real money. Real money. So that'll pay for three crab legs tonight.
Nice. Wow. But do you like gambling? I mean,
I like gambling your money.
Oh, I mean, like Vegas is like was known as like a gambling capital. I mean, it's where it was legal, but now like gambling is everywhere, right? I mean, you can do it online. You can do it. And I think that's kind of like why I'm not really like starstruck by like the casinos here. I remember coming here 25 years ago, and I was like, ooh, and all the lights, and like, whoa.
Sure.
But now, like the Hard Rock Casino, I think is even just as impressive, or maybe better than some of the casinos down here.
The Hard Rock Hollywood. Even though the Tampa is supposed to be the biggest one.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You know, there is. But the one down in Hollywood is.
It's pretty special.
It is. You know, we were just there. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Apex Center as we get ready for UFC 272. Live guests for the first time in a couple of years.
Love it.
Two cool dudes as well.
Great guys.
Good stuff still to come.
Both monsters.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Jump off, nobody gonna know.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Green, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Friday, March 11th, two of MMA's biggest names battle it out in Eagle FC 46. Kevin the Motown Phenom Lee faces Diego Nightmare Sanchez in a fight everyone will be talking about. And guess who's back? Check out the Taz Mexican Devil Ray Borg as he returns to the cage. It's a big night you don't want to miss. The EFC heavyweight title on the line as Rizvan Kuniev takes on Anthony Hamilton. Eagle FC 46, Friday, March 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Watch live and free. Don't wait. Sign up today at EagleFC.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
More iconic than Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Sr.?
I met him too as well. How about Billy?
Billy the Kid?
Yeah,
Billy. Billy Goat. I don't know who Billy is. Who's Billy you speak of?
His brother.
Oh, I don't know.
You really don't know who it is?
I don't know who it is for the sake of radio.
You don't know, so you do now.
I do know.
Do you know about the baseball card?
No, I do not know about
the very famous, I believe it was a Donruss or Fleer. I don't remember. It might have been, I don't remember. It's one of those two. And he wrote something on the bat handle.
Oh.
And it was pretty famous at the time.
And it printed it and took out in there?
And so the it was a conspiracy thing.
Okay.
Who did it? Did Billy do it? Did Billy do it trying to get it over on the card company? Did the card company want it done? Because,
and what did it say on the handle?
It was two words, both started with F.
Oh.
The second word was face.
Wow.
And it made it out. And so
there's a lot of that out there, isn't there? I mean, they talk about Disney movies having subliminal messaging and like the animation and sexual conduct or content. But aren't there a lot of like subliminal things that we don't even know that are in logos?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the Batman symbol inside like the what is that, the beer company, Red Dog. There's like a ton of that kind of stuff. And the designer is the only one that knows, right? They call them golden eggs or hidden gems or hidden eggs. I have one in my tattoo.
Yeah, I know. I'm in it.
No, you're not.
You slid me in the
you're
tattoo.
You're not in my tattoo.
Maybe it should be.
I can assure you you're not in there.
Well, I can assure you, you won't be on the show much longer. you might want to get to either your tattoo artist or Mike Trainer, and have him somehow incorporate
a picture of you. I'm not Shane Grossman. I can't do a Knockout Radio neck tattoo. I mean, that's or a hand tattoo. I can't do it. I don't even have my own brand on my body.
I wouldn't put your brand on my body either.
Well, Tour de Pizza is iconic. I don't have
it. How is it iconic?
Oh, because it's the home of the world famous pizza diet, and it's changed lives and inspired people. It's where celebrities eat and champions are made. No, wait. No, that's the UFC Apex, because that's what it says upstairs when you walk in with all the belts. Home of where champions are made.
You walked around already?
Would you just... I've already been here.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
So
I can't believe you walked around like you owned the place.
Like, they let me in. They opened the door. They're like, oh, you're here? I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah, that's not the reaction that I remember that I saw. It was a tad different, you know, when we walked in a couple hours.
Who I haven't seen here is Francis Ngannou. And there's speculation that there's going to be a fight between Tyson Fury and Francis in first quarter 2023.
And do you have any interest in that? Seriously?
Yeah,
do you really?
I do, actually. I do. I think Francis is a legit boxer. I think he's got great skill. I think Tyson Fury is the greatest boxer of all time.
Shut up.
He's undefeated. Who else is going to take his record? He's undefeated.
Mayweather.
Mayweather's retired.
Well, you just said who's going to take his record. His undefeated streak is longer.
It is longer, but it's different. This is heavyweights. Heavyweights is the only category that matters when it comes to boxing champions.
A, that's not true. Again, it's your ignorance and stupidity is coming out.
Masvidal just walked on by, and there's all the guys.
There's Abe.
Yeah, the whole crew's here.
Yep.
You can tell by the 50 camera guys chasing him down the hallway.
Yeah, well, you see, that was a serious look right there.
Yeah, what was that?
It was a Jorge Masvidal serious look.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out who you were.
I'm not sure that he recognized as fast as they shuttled him by. Right, go by. We don't want you in there. Where were we?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Well, we're talking about the greatest heavyweight of all time, and heavyweights are the only category that matters.
Okay, again, that's what I'm saying. Your stupidity and ignorance just came out, because that's not true. Totally not true. But
name anyone more excited than Mike Tyson ever.
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody.
Sorry, heavyweight's the only one that matters.
That's not true. Sugar Ray Leonard, back in the day, watching Sugar Ray Leonard. The recently departed Thomas Hearns. And maybe it wasn't him that's recently departed, so he may be a little upset.
Oh, Jesus.
It was Marvin Hagler, I believe. Oh, just man. Recently passed
I'm going to give Jorge Masvidal to pray for you.
Did I tell you the Hitman Hearn story when I went on a cruise?
No.
So we were waiting to depart, you know, we're killing time, and we're all sitting there, and a guy walks by, and obviously he wanted me to see, because he was wearing a Thomas the Hitman Hearns t-shirt. And I finally said, you know, I'm a big fan of Tommy Hearns, and I truly was. And so what did he do? He called his uncle. He called his uncle.
Yeah, what did he say? What did he say to his uncle? That's Shane Grossman. He put a tattoo of Knockout Radio on my arm before I had my tattoo. Look at all that blank canvas.
Yeah, so you need yours on the knee.
You know, I'll do a Knockout Radio on my forearm. Forearm's a good place. Like, it's got to be a place where somebody can see it, but like not be seen if I don't want it to see. Not like in my neck, like Grossman. He's got bigger balls than the president of Ukraine.
Yeah, I love Shane Grossman, but I'm going to say no.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I'm putting Grossman up there at the top. He could run a small country. Give Grossman a country.
No, he could run a large country, but he doesn't. But I'm saying he doesn't run it now. Right now, that dude in Ukraine is a badass.
He is pretty tough.
His next fight, if he gets through this one, is against Masvidal for the BMF belt.
This old photo, I'll post to the socials later, but it makes me want to like get back into the gym. Maybe I'm going to go work out. I forgot. I brought my cup and my mouth guard.
I'm sure you did.
Just in case they need me to fill in.
I'm sure.
What if somebody taps out and they don't want to fight on Saturday? I'm here. I'm ready.
Well, you're an idiot.
Put me in, coach.
Why do I put up with this ridiculousness of you?
But I'm undefeated in pizza shop. That probably transitions into an octagon.
How many fights have you been in the pizza shop?
Oh, at least three that have gone unconscious. But I never went unconscious.
I love how you like to brag about that, though.
One I drug outside. One I laid on the ground. The other one I left standing up. But all three went unconscious.
Okay.
The one I drug outside was awkward because as I was doing it, my food rep was walking in to take my order, and he had to step over the guy. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm okay. He's not okay.
He may not be. Give me your thoughts on Saturday night.
Oh, man. you know, it's one of those fights that goes down to, like, on paper and tendencies and history and all that's out the window. I don't know who's going to win, and that makes me want to watch it. So as opposed to some of these other fights that have been billed where I already know who's going to win or I expect to know who's going to win, I am excited about this fight.
I'm excited about tomorrow's press conference.
Yeah.
Because it's the two of them in the room together, Dana, Colby, and Jorge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like old days.
I wonder if Jorge's going to have any of his Panini cards with him.
It's like the hee-haw days all over again.
Hee-haw was just...
Hee-haw!
Yeah, you need to watch an episode, though, of Rowan and Martin's laughing.
Okay.
Because it's typical, and I believe 70s, just bad. Just bad.
Yeah?
Just bad.
Bad isn't good?
No, just bad isn't bad.
I saw like a sweet Michael Jackson suit when we were walking through one of the casino lobbies today. Like the little stores, they had like the sequin jacket and like the whole outfit. So maybe I'll do that.
Michael Jackson or Elvis?
Oh, Jackson all day.
Over Elvis?
All day. I don't know. Jackson was bigger. No question Jackson was bigger than Elvis.
I think Jackson was bigger than Elvis because it was later in years.
Probably because of media and technology.
Well,
and
what would Elvis have been if he didn't eat those peanut butter and banana sandwiches?
Then.
And maybe still be here. Maybe I should heed that then and stop eating all the bacon that I eat.
Well,
what would you like with your bacon, sir? Extra bacon.
Yes.
Can I trade that orange in for more bacon?
I think you're right, though. I mean, Elvis was the one who kind of he put rock and roll on the map. I mean, he made it. Like, he was the bad boy. He was the one who brought sexism to the main masses.
And I'm not even sure that he was... Am I going to get chased out of Vegas if I say this?
Oh, no.
I'm not sure that it's that good, but it's Elvis. And it was that period
right.
of time.
Right. He was so far ahead of time, and he was such a trendsetter, and he created a whole new era. Yeah, I think you're right. If the world was as globally connected as it was now with technology, or but even when Jackson was here with TV and video and streaming and camera, I think Elvis probably would be the biggest star of all time ever.
I can't get past certain things when you talk about Michael Jackson.
Well, you can't get past what?
Certain things. Things that are out there.
What, like the cuddle with children?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
Allegedly. But, you know, if the parents would have handled it the way that Cain Velasquez handled it, then Jackson would have been gone a lot sooner.
You know, I know we have to hit this break and we'll do it in a minute, but we'll talk about Cain Velasquez again. We already did in the first hour. I'll give you my opinions and honest, and I don't care if it upsets people.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know my thoughts again.
As a father of a daughter, I'm a father of two daughters, I would handle it the same way.
No,
at least
again,
I say it
we
is.
We say that.
Hold on.
We have to hit this break, and then we'll talk about it again. Coming to you live from the UFC Apex as we get ready for UFC 272. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from UFC Apex in Las Vegas ahead of the Masvidal Covington fight coming up. And Randy, what's your take? What do you got?
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. I said that I would address one more time the rumors regarding Cain Velasquez.
Yes.
And I'd like him, if the rumors are true, if in fact there was something going on and Cain Velasquez did what every one of us say we would do, but let's be honest, 99.6% would not. I'm a bigger Cain Velasquez fan now than I ever was. He's a knucklehead because he's going to go to prison for attempted murder, even though it was rightfully warranted. Now, I've been arguing with a person on Facebook, you know, about killing someone and my thoughts about killing someone and if it's an accident. And, you know, he would bring up these other scenarios and, you know, the ex-cop that just got off killing the guy in the movie theater. He should have gone to prison, in my opinion.
Kill a guy over a popcorn fight.
There was a stalker who came to the house of a underaged TikToker, and I guess he shot into the house. The dad returned fire and killed him. I'm okay with it. And there's a big difference between that and an accident, in my opinion. I guess there was a police officer, grabbed a gun, thought it was a taser, killed someone.
Yeah.
That's different than somebody who rightfully, purposely kills somebody.
Sure.
I think you should pay a penalty if you accidentally kill someone. I do. Somebody's breaking into your house, you're not accidentally killing them.
Sure.
You're killing them on purpose.
And rightfully so. They're breaking your house.
No, yeah. I'm saying, and I'm okay with that. If you make a mistake, you should pay a penalty for that. You can't say, oh, I thought it was my gun. I thought it was my taser, but it was a gun. I shouldn't pay. No, you made a mistake, and you took someone's life.
Yes.
In this particular case, I'm okay with what, if all of it is true, the problem is Cain Velasquez and anyone else can't be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. Cain can just be the executioner. Let's make sure he's guilty. Let's make sure of all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And but the critic, I heard a number, it's over 100 times. How did it get to that point if that rumor's true?
Wow. But the critics are going to say, you know, he's the former heavyweight champion of the world. Why didn't he just beat him, you know, beat him with his hands? Like, why resort to a gun?
From what I read, and I did not spend much time on it, is that it was the father of the alleged
Perpetrator.
Yeah, I didn't know which word to use. So that's where he's going to get in even more. He's in trouble.
So he didn't hurt the person who actually did inflicted the pain.
Allegedly. We do no research here. We make it.
But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. If it went down like that, because that's why criminals get away with stuff.
I'm not okay.
Because they didn't. There's no penalties.
I'm not okay if he accidentally on purpose shot the wrong person.
They're connected though. They're family.
Well, they are connected. Yeah, and
peas in the pot.
Nah.
Take them all, mafia style.
And maybe he did know. I'm okay with it. There are rumors about in the Middle East that if a terrorist goes and does something, certain people kill the entire family of the terrorist. It certainly would stop some things.
Yeah. Well, I hope everything works out. I hope Cain gets back. And the good thing is that the guy didn't pass away. He didn't die. So at least, you know.
The only reason that that's a good thing is if he allegedly shot the wrong person.
Yeah.
Again,
that's true.
You know, if you're sexually, if no matter what, not do you see those two punks that beat up that kid?
No.
I mean, it's all over the place, and a lot of MMA people are showing support for the young child who literally got the crap kicked out of him, and he stood there and took it. And a guy punched him in the face and then kicked him in the groin, and just because it was fun. what bothers me is, A, we don't know who not only those two scumbags are, but how about the clown who videotaped it?
Yeah, right.
And they should be found. And they should get hit.
I've seen the Gracies in the past have always welcomed people in their gyms. Like, yeah. People got bullied or beat up, yeah. Or something went viral. Mm-hmm. They would invite them to give them self-defense classes for free. And
somebody in MMA said, take how many times these two punks punch that kid, and that's how many punches from Nagano they should take.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing will happen.
No, unfortunately not. That's the problem with it. That's why people keep doing things like that. Right. I mean, look. I mean, we talked to Kennedy this afternoon. He talked about how Nigeria, what's the culture.
That's not nice.
Suzuki. Yeah. Well, did we get him a sponsorship?
Yeah, we're going to try to get him a sponsorship.
Like Yamaha.
As close as I can get, it was Kennedy Nzekiko.
But you got pretty close, he was impressed with the fact that you gave it an effort.
I was impressed that he jammed in my open, but, and he was impressed. I said,
but what was more important, though? Where you talked about the culture, about Nigeria, about coming from a foundation of respect. And you see that with Francis. You see that with Ngannou. You see that with Izzy.
Well, that
right?
would be Francis.
But is, I mean, all those guys come from that region of the world where it's a different respect, right? And as we talked about here in America, like it's that. There's no, like, accountability.
Caleb.
Right? So maybe the best thing for us, Randy, is to go to Nigeria and
just move there.
Let's go. There's not always electricity and water available.
Well, that's according to Chael.
But can we?
And that's Brazil.
But if they have Diet Coke, would you still go?
It depends, because the Diet Coke is different throughout the country.
It is.
Throughout the world.
Because they use different sugar.
Right, and different water and different whatever.
Sure.
And I've had, like, I can't stand the Diet Coke in Canada. It's not the same.
Right. Sure.
So I smuggled Diet Coke in from the U.S.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I didn't smuggle it. I carried it in.
What else have you smuggled over your career?
I will tell you this much, and I know I've told this story before, that I got stopped at customs. I learned my lesson. When you go, never mind, I won't go there.
No, go there. No, come on, please. No, finish the show strong.
No.
Finish this strong. Listeners want to know.
I'm not.
Did you smuggle in, Mr. Navy?
Nothing. But I got stopped in customs and sat there for 2 hours. Almost as bad as me sitting and waiting for a media credential, but that's another story. There was a Randy Harris wanted for murder in New York.
Wow.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Okay.
If I'm lying, my entire family is dying.
Okay.
I was there over 2 hours. I missed the press conference. I missed everything in Toronto because there was a Randy Harris wanted for murder in New York City, a 6'3" black man. It might have been 6'1", so I don't want my whole family to die. But it was a black man named Randy Harris that they kept me in customs for over 2 hours.
Wow. Well, they probably thought you had the Sammy Sosa thing going on where your skin got lighter as you got older.
I think the custom agents were from Forrest Gump, and I believe it's stupid is as stupid does. Not real bright, if you ask me. So I didn't smuggle anything into Canada. I carried some Diet Coke across the border.
Some illegal Coke across the border. I love it.
Some Diet Coke.
Illegal Coke across the border is what I heard.
No, you didn't hear
you
that.
You smuggled Coke across the border.
I did smuggle Coke across the border. Yes. Now put the word diet in front of it. You're going to take this show any way you can. If you've got to steal it, if you've got to send it. I will take my 2-hour phone calls a week from prison.
That's okay. I got an inmate phone at the restaurant. I can receive your incoming call.
Yes, you do. I'm not sure where we're going to broadcast next week from.
Well, anywhere. Well, let's do it back out here.
I'm cool with that.
This is great out here.
It is cool.
We can fly out every. I can fly out every Tuesday night and do this every week for at least 2 more weeks. And then I would be tired of doing it.
I could do it for 1 more week and then I'd be broke. I mean, I'd be tired of doing it. These $39 a day bullcrap fees.
$8.99 slices of pepperoni pizza will put you broke.
Well, no,
for lunch.
The difference is you don't have to pay $8.99 for pizza. You have to pay the fee at these casinos for internet, which is on your phone, for printing your boarding pass, which is on your phone, and access to a gym that I haven't seen in years.
Well, good thing we're at the UFC Apex, and they have an amazing facility right behind the wall I'm sitting at.
Yeah, they do.
Let's go get a workout in.
Cafeteria is pretty good, too.
Shane Grossman made me want to get back in the gym. I want to get my body back.
All I know is I'm going to the cocktail party with Halle Berry on Friday.
That hurts. hurts. That really hurts.
And I'm presently in my cocktail attire.
That's not cocktail attire.
My blue jeans and my 8-man
shirt. That looks like nursing home attire. Well, at least they're going to feed you, like spoon feed you when you're there.
I do want to thank our guests, Kennedy and Greg. I like that, huh? And Richard.
Awesome guys. Great guys.
Kennedy, Greg, and Richard.
It's hard not to be a fan of these guys.
Richard, Greg. No, we don't want to do that. Richard, Kennedy, Hardy. You see where I was going. I screwed up. Richard, Greg. That means we have to say Kennedy's last name.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to say that.
Yeah, so it's Richard, Kennedy,
Hardy.
Hardy.
Yeah. That was a great show. Great guys.
I want to thank the UFC for opening up the Apex to us.
Love it.
It appears we're back. And when I say we, you know, media getting a little closer access to the fighters. Face-to-face, it changes a lot of things up. UFC 272, Saturday, pay-per-view. Catch it. There'll be some good fights. The main event, yes, is worth. The press conference tomorrow is worth the cost of the pay-per-view. So with that said, thank you, everybody. We will see you next Wednesday. Somewhere, not sure where we're going to be, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.